Welcome on the call. Tonight, we are going to the Holy Spirit before we even do anything else. The first thing and foremost is welcoming the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah. 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 Precious Holy Spirit. We welcome you tonight. I give myself to you tonight, Lord Jesus. And I pray that every single person under the sound of my voice is giving their self to you right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, if we have committed any sin, if I have committed any sin today and the day before, whatever time it is, I repent, Lord God, and I ask you to forgive me. That way I may be able to come, and I am going to come, because you have summoned me and you have called me to preach the gospel with signs following. So this day I come, Lord God Almighty, and I go and I stand behind your cross that you, Lord God, can come forth tonight and be glorified. So I repent from all my sin. And I now ask you to wash me in the blood of Jesus. That way I may be able to declare your word and declare your works and to say what you have said and what you want me to say to your people. Father God, your word declared that if we pray in the Spirit and if we have no interpretation, no boldly, I hear the word boldly come before me tonight and declare that what you need tonight, I hear it clearly. Come expecting tonight. Come without wavering tonight. Come believing tonight that the God of Elijah will answer you whatever you need tonight. Come, saith the Lord. Come, saith the Lord. Though your brook may be dry, the Lord God Almighty say, I am watering it tonight. Whatever you need, extend your hand out, and I will pour the floodgates of heaven, and it will run over on you. And I look right now, I see the water running over from the right, extending over to the left. The Spirit of God is here. The Spirit of God is powerful. The Spirit of God is mighty. Open your hands now and receive. With boldness, with simplicity, and receive it in truth. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, we hide ourselves now, and we let you now come, Lord God, and establish yourself in the earth. You see, Father, you're looking for a people that is designed strategically, knowing your word, that your word is alive. Knowing that your word and you are one. And when we speak the word of God, we are declaring that Jesus Christ is Lord. And he has already accomplished. And we got everything in our hands. It's like it's in a barn. We have everything that we need in that barn. Because Jesus Christ, you have already took it out there in the barnyard. Right up there on the cross. And you died for us, and you gave us life, and you gave it to us more abundantly. And in that life, we have whatever we need. So tonight, as we come in prayer and in teaching, or how you're going to execute tonight, Lord, we say, Holy Spirit of the living God, we bow in your presence, and we welcome you now. Let everything that been done, let us be done decently and in order. Let your spirit come and let your spirit reign. I'll declare your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. I declare there is no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Everything, every war type spirit that is assigned to you, your home, your family, your generation, I declare it void and null in the name of Jesus. I come tonight and I stand in the gap with you, your loved ones. Any single thing or any single person that you are believing God for tonight, I come and I stand in the mighty name, in the mighty name, in the mighty name. I extend my hand out tonight and I say, Lord God Almighty, let your kingdom come and let your will be done The man may see you living and reigning inside of us. The day himself may be able to declare that you, Lord God, that you, Lord, that you're alive and you're well. You're alive and you're not dead. I pray now for every body of Christ, the people who profess that they are your body. I pray, Lord God, it will come to know who they are in Christ and that their eyesight will be open and they'll be able to see and hear and know that we are now living on the brink of time and that Jesus, you are coming again. No man know the day or the hour, but Father God, in the word in Matthew, it gives us some time when we could see that we know the time is drawing near. So we do not go out and profess that we know. We just know the word of God declare certain things and we are seeing it happen right in front of our eyes. So Father God, we repent. We repent, Lord. Today I see something in a church, somebody in a church, Lord. In a church and the things that they were saying and doing. And that is supposed to represent your body. Father God, we repent. Father God, we ask you for forgiveness. Cleanse us now. Wash us now with hyssop that we may be able to be white as snow. We be able to be clean. And we be able to be fit for the master's use. Fire of God, come now. Fire of God, come now. Come now and evaporate. Come now and generate. Come now and dictate. Come now and move upon us that we may be able to know and feel your presence. You're alive, oh God. You're alive. You're alive, God. You're alive, Lord. You're alive, Lord Jesus. You are alive. You are mighty. You are powerful. We are destined to reign because you died and you gave us the keys. We can declare that your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. Hallelujah. Once again, I welcome you tonight. I welcome you tonight. Alamoso tere rama. Alamoso ndele ba'i. Inda koshi kila busa. Andolia moso tiri kita. Oh, with heavy hearts tonight we come. We cry out to you, Lord, and we say, Abba, Abba, Father, Alamosi. You're the creator of all things. You're the creator. You're the creator. Ine koshi mayite konene nivaya. Call out some of the names of Jesus. I'm just going by the Spirit tonight. It's going by the Spirit of God tonight. There's a lot of heaviness tonight, God. There's a lot of heaviness tonight, God. You're the eternal creator. You are the almighty God. You're the King of kings, and you're the Lord and Lord, and you are the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. You are Jehovah. You are our Savior. You are our Adana Mosi, Adonai, Adonai. Oh, Ramahasho Kora Bahiria Mosiria. Miano Korea Baba Baba Ikirara. Lord God, tonight we depend on you, Jehovah Jireh. Lord God, we call out to you tonight that you are our provider. You are our provider. You are all breasty one. You are all breasty one. Moses said, who are you? And you said, Moses, Abraham, They wanted to know you, but you declare yourself as the I am. Makoshiriniriata, Jehovah Nisi. We need victory tonight. We know that you are our victory tonight. Jehovah Nisi. We know that we are not victims. We know that we are victorious through you. We call upon you tonight, Jehovah Nisi. Oh, Ramosiki Shoreyaba. We call upon you tonight, Jehovah Nisi. Victory belongs to Jesus. And he's already victorious. He's already given us the keys. Matthew declared that he gave us the keys to the kingdom. Oh, Jehovah Rohi, you're a leader. You're my guide. You're my shepherd. I shall not want, Lord. We shall not want of any good things. Lead and guide us tonight, I pray. Lead and guide us tonight, I pray, Jehovah. We need you to be here. We need you to be here. Ah, Jehovah Shama. You're always here. You're always here. Call upon you tonight. We call upon you tonight. There is a heaviness tonight. There is a heaviness tonight. Somebody is going through something today. Most High God, we need you. Most High God, we need you to show up. Most High God, we need your presence. We need your leadership and we need your guide. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. I'm going to pray in the spirit for a minute. I'm tearing down some walls right now in the spirit. I'm tearing down walls right now in the spirit. I'm tearing walls right now in the spirit. I'm coming in your homes. I'm in your cars. Even if you don't listen, if you're not even on the phone tonight and you listen tomorrow, I'm telling you, we declare war on the enemy's war. We move strategically as soldiers tonight and we march to the beat. We march to the beat of the word of God. We march to the beat of the Holy Spirit. We march to the beat of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We march to the beat of the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. We march to the beat. Hallelujah, Jesus. Remove those stumbling blocks off of those steps, God. Going up into that home, God, from the front of the street. Remove it from around the house. Remove it, Lord. Remove it, Lord. Remove every eyes. Remove every mouth. Remove every tongue. Every lying tongue. Remove every curse. Kindasitalarehi. Break and bind up every folly ground in that yard right now. Break and bind up that folly ground in that yard right now. I dare you to put your hand up and I dare you to praise God. I dare you to praise God. I dare you to worship him. Go ahead and lift your hands and give him worship. And give him worship. Your ship is coming in. Worship him. Worship him. There he goes. Break down the wall of Gibraltar. Break down the wall. Break down every Jericho wall around the house. Break it. Break it. Break it, Jesus, by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome, you are welcome, you are welcome. Every sickness and every disease, break it and bind it up now in the mighty name of Jesus. I'll tell you something, I was in somebody's yard right now, and I'm looking at the yard right now, and I'm looking at those stones, and I'm climbing the steps, and I'm going in. And I'm turning over every water pot that the enemy has come and placed in that home. And I'm breaking it out and I'm buying it up. And I'm saying, you got to go. You can't stay. Break it now in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is on you. The atonement of the cross is right next to you. You cannot stay. You gotta go. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we worship you. Heavenly Father, we praise you. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We bind the enemy of destruction. We bind the enemy and we curse that enemy tonight. And we command the fire that has been released in that yard to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come and we rake up every ant's nest now in the name of Jesus. Every time they walk around that house and place those incense, in the mighty name of Jesus, we break and we bind the spirit of obia and witchcraft. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call it detestable. We call it and we denounce it. In the mighty name of Jesus, every frog-like spirit, we break it and we bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. We say, take your hand off the brain of that individual right now in the name of Jesus. Take your hand off of that person right now. Take your hand off of that person right now. Take your hand off of that person right now. I give them the ears of the Holy Spirit to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying tonight. And the weapons of your warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty true God. Every pig-type spirit, every pig-type spirit, the mouth of the pig that open up the mouth, that send out the censer, the mouth of the pig, the mouth of the pig. You have a name for that mouth. We break it and we bind it now. We send back that vapor right back to the pit of hell where it comes from. Even the stench of the pig, we break it and we bind it off of that property right now. In the name of Jesus, we call that property clean, delivered, and set free. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and worship. Praise and worship. Glory to God. 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 Take that home for Jesus. Take that yard for Jesus. Take it for Jesus. Take it for Jesus. Take it for Jesus. Take it for Jesus. Take your body for Jesus. Your life for Jesus. Your home for Jesus. Your family for Jesus, your loved ones for Jesus, your friends for Jesus, your neighborhood for Jesus, the street that you live on for Jesus, the one beside you for Jesus, the street that in front of you for Jesus, behind you for Jesus, everywhere that you walk belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty. Oh, terere shokobai. Jesus. 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 Like we said, we were going to pray tonight, that we did pray. And I was over somebody's house. I think I'm still there. I'm going to close my eyes again for a minute. In the name of Jesus. Release the angels of God to go over and encamper, run about that house. If you find yourself, you could go around your house and you could do it seven times. And you could just, you don't have to yell over the whole neighborhood, but they think that you're crazy. But you could just declare war. And let that wall come down, because it's down. You just got to go out there in faith and take it down in the spirit. Like I said, you don't have to go out there and make any kind of noise. Just by you going out there and going around the building, going around the yard seven times, going around your living room seven times, your bedroom seven times, your basement seven times, the rooms, the bathrooms, the kitchen, the dining room, the living room, anywhere that you live. If you don't have a basement, this person have a basement. Basements. More than one person. Go and declare it. Anoint the place. Top and bottom. Inside out. Anoint it. If you have a garage, anoint. Just do combat. It's your home. Somebody come in and violated that property. You're taking it back. You're declaring that the place belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah. The weapons of your warfare, they are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Let me get that scripture. Somebody wanted a scripture. Shikusa Baba. Where is Son? If she could put a scripture in a box. Anamasata. Ayema Kore Nabasienda. Oh, Ramasete, 2 Corinthians 10:4-6. 2 Corinthians 10:4-6. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They're not carnal. This other scripture that I've amplified, I'm going to put it here. 2 Corinthians, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10, Galatians, Ephesians. The Lord thy God sustain thee. The Lord thy God will take care of thee. The Lord thy God already have the chariots to run over the enemy. He already did that. Daniel, remember Daniel? Before Daniel prayed and he said, the moment you prayed, the answer was already there, but he had to fight the king of Persia. So the answer is already here. You just have to see it when you go out there. That is already taken care of. It's already torn up in the spirit. It is like a pig type spirit. Looking at it, you see the mouth of the pig. There's nothing good about that. It's foul. So in other words, when you get rid of that, you got to stay clean in that. Because I remember when I was growing up, we had a pig for our pet. We give the pig a bath. The pig, oh, when we wash him down and cleaning up, the pig would go right back into the mud. And we was like, oh my God, mama, why? And mama said, it's a pig. So you give it a bath and it's going to go back in the water. And it's the same concept here. It's the same concept. The pig, once you get rid of it out of your yard, keep that yard clean. Keep yourself clean. Now, the pig does not have to go out there and bring back in seven different kinds of spirits or any amount of spirit he wants to bring in worse than himself. So you're going to be cleaning yourself. So 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. What it's going to do? It's going to pull down. You are going to pull down. God have already pulled those already down. The strongholds are already pulled down. You just have to walk by faith and declare war on the enemy's war. And you have to remind him. You have to remind him. You got to remind him and let him know he has been defeated. He was defeated. He was taken down. He was taken down. He was beaten up. When you look in Colossians, Jesus make a show of him openly. He is down. He can't stand up. He is weak. He is beaten up. Jesus took him down, gave us the keys to the kingdom. We are victorious. We are, we are victorious. We are victorious. How about that? Keep on saying it. When you're going to bed tonight, keep on saying, you are victorious. I am victorious. You need to say it. Victorious. Victorious. Enemy don't want you to say that. The enemy don't want you to speak the word of God. Because once you start speaking his word, he knows that you know that you know that you know that he know that you know that Jesus and the word, they are one. Jesus and his word is one. Jesus and his word is one. If you read John, we're not going to go into John tonight, but if you read John 1, he said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And it also stated that they becomes one. So when you talk about God, and when you talk about Jesus, and when you talk about the word, you're basically putting them all together. There are one. Now the Holy Spirit is back here, according to John. He says, and when I leave, I will not leave you comfortless. In other words, he said, I am going to send you a comforter. And what is the comforter going to do? He said, when the comforter comes, the comforter is going to lead you. The comforter is going to guide you. The comforter is going to show you things to come. So we need the Holy Spirit continually on a consistent basis, every time, every morning, every night, every tip of the hour. We have to say, Holy Spirit of the living God, I welcome you. Or we welcome you if you're praying with your husband, if you're praying with your kids, whoever. I welcome you. We welcome you. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are now, we know you are, the third party of the Godhead. Third party of the Godhead. You are Jesus, and Jesus is you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three are one, and you are reigning and living inside of me. Amen. 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 So the weapons of my warfare and your warfare, they're not carnal. They're mighty through God. When you're in Jesus and Jesus in you, you are mighty. Casting down all imagination and everything that want to bring and show up their ugly head. So we're going to bring all our thoughts into captivity. We're going to turn it over to Jesus. We're going to give it to him and say, Jesus, you know what? I just can't do this. I don't know how to handle this. So tell you what, Lord God, I'm giving you all my imaginations. I'm giving you all my worry. I'm giving you all my fear. They are destructive movements going on in my life. But what I'm going to do, I choose this day. Choose this day who you're going to serve. Are you going to serve God? Or are you going to serve the enemy? Are you going to listen to fear? Or are you going to listen to faith? These are questions that we have to ask ourselves. The weapon of our warfare. They're not carnal, but the almighty true God. For the pulling down of stronghold. And we are going to be ready at all times. Verse 6. Talk about readiness. We're going to be obedient. We're going to be obedient. I'm going to be obedient to the calling on my life. You're going to have to be obedient. We're going to have to trust God. We're going to have to trust this word. We have nothing else. When you look at what's going on today, you can see good versus evil. I just got a call today for my niece. Somebody in Jamaica just take a knife or and just slit her family members, I think one of the nephews, neck. He died. Mankind right now is living the Bible out. Talks about it. Go read it for yourself. War, vicious war, all kind of war. I got another email. It was a message. It met my messenger. My cousin from Orlando. She said, Pakistan. And she showed me a tape with the Pakistan people. They are persecuting the church. You should see what they're doing. All the furniture, everything burning up, turning to the window. And you know what? Bible fulfillment. So when we are praying, believe that we receive and we will have it. Why? It's already accomplished. Jesus went to the cross and delivers us from all kind of calamities. We are free to roam the carpet. But do you know that you're free? Do you honestly tonight know? Do I honestly tonight know that I'm free? Do you honestly know that when you go on your job that you're free, and no matter what the manager is saying, no matter what the boss is saying, no matter what the supervisor is saying, no matter what your friends or your coworkers, no matter what your family is saying, no matter what everybody's, no matter what, I heard something this week and I just have to laugh. But what, I heard one last week and I heard one this another this week about what my family member is saying about me. Don't you know? A prophet have no honor in their his or our own country or his own country. Did you know that? You will always maybe able to go out and find favor out there on the street more than more sometimes find it in your house. But you still have to walk in love. Because love forgives. Go look 1 Corinthians 13 over. It does not matter. You could prophesy all you want. You could give even your body. Whatever you do, what makes sense to you. And if you don't walk in love, it is not anything. It doesn't make any sense. You're weak. If you die, I don't know. I can't tell if you're going to make it to heaven or hell. I can't tell because I'm not God. But based on the scriptures, nothing is number one but love. It tells you the commandments are love your God with all your heart and with all your might. And love your neighbor also as yourself. That's the second commandment. Where you're worrying about days and blah, 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 and blah, 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 worrying about Jesus going into the temple and laying hands and casting out sick and they over there talking about the day. You're not supposed to do this on this particular day and not supposed to do that. Forgetting that he is God himself. And he was only doing something that we can follow. Don't get too caught up into things. People, places, and things. Don't get too caught up. Get caught up in the word, which is Jesus himself. Let me tell you something. Today I look over 1 Timothy 6:6-10. And I want to talk to you about money. I want to talk to you about money because I always hear people say, oh, the lovers of money. No, I'm sorry. Money is the root of all evil. So we're going to go over to money right now. They said money. I hear them say money is the root of all evil. The Bible didn't say that. If you look in the scriptures for yourself, 1 Timothy 6:6. Oh, this looks so different. Why it looks so different? But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can't carry nothing out. You brought nothing in, and you can't bring nothing out. So no matter what you have, no matter what you think you have, and walking around think you're better than somebody, whatever, you can't bring it nowhere with you. Nowhere. I see online, there was one time, this one man got all this money like nothing. And when he get ready to die, he told his wife, I want you to put all my money in my casket with me. And the wife said, okay, honey, okay. When the man died, you know what the wife did? Wrote him a check and put it in a casket. He got all his money in the casket, but he won't be able to spend it. When you die, you can't bring nothing. So number 6 is saying here. Number 7, having food and remnant. Let us therefore be content. So, oh my God. So if I'm over here saying, oh my God, I don't like this and I don't like that. I should have a bigger this and a bigger that. The word of God is telling us, so long as you have food or you have a piece of clothes on your back, calm it down. Thank God you have some food. And thank God you have some place to sleep. Praise the Lord. At least they got shelter over here. Could at least get a place in the shelter. Jamaica, I didn't see no shelter when I was growing up. Okay, I don't hear about no shelter because I'll tell you one thing, if I had known about any shelter, I would have been at one of the shelter. The things that I've been through, all them nights that I go to, all them gang rapes and all them stuff, I would not be able to go through all of that because I would have a shelter. Okay, but they do have shelters in America and some other places. I don't know, but I know they have some. Go over there early, keep your mouth shut, and you'll be able to sleep until in the morning. All right. This is what the word is saying. They must be content. But they that will be rich, they fall into temptation. You fall into temptation. And sneer into many foolish and hurtful lusts. It is saying, you have the money. My God, you have stuff. Yes. Don't get too caught up in it. And that's where it comes now. We're just telling you. It is giving you a disclaimer. You have the money. You don't get too caught up with the money that you have. You don't get too caught up in it. No. But you need it, though. You need it for the kingdom. You need it for you. And you need it for the people around you. That simply means when you're in a church, you have to ask God, do I pay tithes? Look, Jesus died on the cross for you. for you how to have life and have it more abundantly. You are not subjected to anything. You're free. The gospel is free. Salvation is free. But when you are with a body or in a body with believers, and say, for instance, you have a building, even though I don't have a building, I still have expense. Okay? You're going to have to go to God and ask God what you need to do, especially if the person or the people or the place that you're going to is feeding your spirit. It is up to you to help that ministry, okay? For that ministry to go for it, to be able to do what God wants them to do. Now, if you're begging anybody anything, I'm just giving you the facts of the word. You don't owe nobody anything. Nobody's not supposed to tell you what to give and how to give. No. But you have to have an understanding that the gospel of the kingdom must be preached. And it's not going to be preached. How are you going to, like for me going next week to Connecticut, how am I going to get to Connecticut? Walk there? So you see, we have to have some sense and sensibility. We have to have some sense. Malachi 3 said, wherein have you robbed me? He said, you have robbed me with tithes and offering. Bring all ye tithes into the storehouse and prove me now, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you a windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. Luke 6:38 said, give and it shall be given back to you. I'm telling you, blessed down, shaken down, shall man put into your bosom. That's what the word of God said. I'm not making these things up. These things are in the Bible. I'm just talking to you today. I felt in my heart to talk to you about finances. I felt in my heart to talk about, if you're believing God, if you're going through a money crisis, for me, you know what I do? I get up and I declare war. I declare war on my money. I say money coming. I don't care what area it's coming from. I start saying money coming to me. Because you know why? That's some of the training that I've been through. And I get my scripture to back it up. I get Mark 11:23. I speak to that mountain, that lack. I said, lack, you got to go. Drive out lack out of my way. Drive lack out of my face. Mark 11:23. Mountain be moved and be cast in the sea. Let me go to Mark. And be cast in the sea. I'm telling you, I'm giving you some information here. I get this today. I got it. And I wrote them down. Mark 11:23. It says, for verily I say unto you, that whatsoever or whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea. And if you don't doubt in your heart. That's what we were praying about. Don't doubt. You will have what you say. So me now, I used to say, money cometh to me. Money cometh, because I already cast that mountain down. And I speak to that finances. And I'm calling it in from the east, the west, the north and the south. And then when that money comes in, I know why that money comes. It just doesn't come for me alone. It comes for me and everybody else in the spectrum. God give me that money to get wealth. I think it's Ecclesiastes 5:19. I'm telling you, money cometh to us. Money cometh to us. Money cometh now in the name of Jesus. Money cometh. I used to say money cometh to me. Okay, 446. Yep, na. Yeah, you can do Ecclesiastes 5:19. That all about Tundurian Dara. Oh, Ramasekile. Nayema sandala kena mate. He said, behold, that which I have seen, it is good. and it's comely for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life. So that means when you go out and work, you're supposed to enjoy the fruit of your labor. The portion that God gave to you, you're supposed to enjoy it. Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth had given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor. That is the gift of God. There is no curse for you to have something. None. Don't listen to these people telling you that you ain't supposed to have nothing. You're supposed to walk around humming and bumming. No. 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 No, no, no. If you read in Genesis, when those Israelites was leaving Egypt, them people go over to those people, to those ladies, and they gave them all kind of things. Jewelry, all kind. Read it for yourself. Read Genesis. All kind of jewelry, all kind of spoil. And they leave out of the place full. They didn't leave out their week. Look at Abraham. They got so much things. Even Lot. They got stuff. Why are we thinking that we're supposed to be poor and humming and bumming? No. No. The kingdom child, God's kingdom children supposed to have more. You don't see over there in England where the king over there don't have nothing. And we serve the King of Kings. Yes. Money cometh to me. Cometh to you. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God will supply all of your needs. Philippians 4:19. Then I was reading Ecclesiastic 10:19. If you read it, come all the way to the bottom. It said money answered all things. But yes, it says that. But you have to read the contents. You have to read why it was saying money, you know, money answered all things. At the room of the day, at your quiet time, you go in and you look it over. Because I'm saying, yeah, money answered things right there. But if I need healing, money can't buy my healing. So when you're putting it into, you know, when you're breaking it down, be mindful. It might be saying at the time, if your rent needs to be paid, you need money to pay your rent. Your car payment needs to be paid. You need money for your car payment. Somebody come to you in need. You need to have money to give to them. So it's going to answer the thing for them at that given time. If you're dying, money can't answer all things dear then. So you got to have some sense and some sensibility. You got to pick sense out of nonsense. Okay? Then, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Then number Ecclesiastic 11, cast that bread upon the water. You'll find it in many days. And like I said, Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given back to you. Oh, and then I have Psalms, Proverbs 11:25. Proverbs 11:25. The liberal soul shall be made fat. Oh, Lord, isn't that a good one? Isn't that a good one? I found out, I'm like, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. What about that? And then I have another one that says, they that trust the Lord. That's what it means. The same one, Psalm 125, verse 1. Coincide with this one here. They that trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, and it will abide forever. So much things that I have here. So much things that I have here on this money business. Deuteronomy 8:18. Why do you have money? Why did you get money? Why do you actually get money? Deuteronomy 8:18. What did I have here? What did I have in my notes? Remember, God gave you this, Deuteronomy 8:18, to get wealth, right? It's not only for you, but it must be used to promote the kingdom. Have wealth. It says once again, wealth, you will need money for all things. Okay, you'll need money for all things. So that's when it comes to Ecclesiastic 10:19. And then I come down to Psalms 112, verse 3. Wealth and riches shall be in your house. And it says, and is righteous, endure forever. And I'm like, I remember one time I did a study on righteousness. And it says righteousness mean right standing with God. Righteousness mean right standing with God. If you have right standing, you're going to have good morals. You're going to know how to discern right from wrong. So when you have this money, you're going to know how to use it. So you don't have to go around worrying about, oh my God, money's the root of all evil. No, because you know how to use it. You're not going to let it run after you and overtake you. You're not going to let the money overshadow you. You're not going to let the money mess with your morals. So I said, you're going to have good behavior. So you see, why we get all caught up in mislead and people tell us these things and let us feel like we're supposed to be mediocre. I have a book by Cindy Trim, and it says, Command Your Mourning. It would be good if every single person on this line could go out and get that book. Cindy Trim's book, Commanding Your Mourning. So you could make some kind of decree. I also have this other monthly decree that I declare. And here are some of the decrees that I have. I got it from this girl. She's an apostle now. Jenny Weaver. And I read it in 1 Kings 17, 16. I declare my brook will never run dry. You have to make some declaration. You got to start declaring these things, no matter what it might look like. No matter what it might look like. If you don't have anything to give, give your time. Give your time. Don't get caught up about anything, though. Don't get caught up on it. Don't get caught up. Just give your time. Just give out of your needs. Give and it shall be given back to you. I declare God is increasing me financially. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 to 8. Make these be your declaration. I declare that God is giving me divine wisdom in this season. Wisdom for what? Wisdom to know how to use what has been given in my hands. Wisdom to know how to dissect it. I declare I'm about to experience ultimate breakthrough in my life. That's 3 John 1, 2. Beloved above all things, the word declared that I wish that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers, saith the Lord God Almighty. That is coming out of the word of God. So, what about layoff on your job? Do you hear anything about laying off people, trying to lay off people? Layoffs are coming. New jobs are coming. Babies are coming. All kinds of things are coming. You just have to just trust God. Healing is here. Delivering is here. Salvation is here. Trust God and live. Our God is faithful. He has already sent his son to the cross, and he died that we might have life, have it more abundantly. The supernatural reigns and lives inside of us. We are not mediocre. We are destined to reign on this earth. Jesus is Lord. Oh my God. God is refreshing me. These are some of the declarations. Remember now, go over and look it over. I declare my brook will never run dry. I declare my brook will never run dry. I declare my brook will never run dry. I declare that my finances is increased. I declare that God has given me the divine wisdom how to use what he gives to me. I declare I am experience breakthroughs, unlimited breakthroughs. Breakthroughs, breakthroughs, run after me, overshadow me, overtake me. I declare that I have new opportunities. Oh, glory to God, and it's coming now. I declare that when I go to speak, I open my mouth and the words come out, flowing out, flowing out, flowing out, flowing out. I declare that my mouth, whatever comes out of my mouth comes out seasoned with grace, with power, with the anointing of God. I declare it now. I declare, I declare, I declare, I declare. There is no weapon that form against me shall prosper. I declare that my season has changed. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Well, to the sinner is laid up for the just. I declare that only good things come after me. I declare, I declare, I declare that I walk over the fire. Oh, glory to God. I declare that that fourth person is in the fire with me. I declare that Jesus, send the angels of God to encamp around about me. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Beloved, above all things, I declare that I prosper and be in good health, even as my soul prospereth. I declare that I receive it. I declare that I receive it. I declare that my brook will never run dry. Waterfront, water come over, water run over, water run over. It's flowing over, it's flowing over. Overflow, overflow, there's a song. I'm looking, oh, something about my salsa. And it's overflow, it's an overflow, it's an overflow, it's an overflow, it's an overflow. Just like that woman when she made that cake for Elijah. It was never run dry. Or all the barrel never run dry. She She had the supernatural by her giving. The supernatural come after her, run after her, overshadow her, overtake her. Healing was in her house. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father, that our oil barrel will never run dry. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that we look in our hands, open our hands and look in our hands. Open our hands and look in our hands. If you come with your anointing oil, if you come with your anointing oil, make the sign of the cross in your hand. I'm going to have my oil. Lord, I have my oil on my desk. Make the sign of the cross in your hand. Make the sign of the cross in your hand. I have my oil on my desk. I have the oil on my desk. Whoa, make the sign of the cross in your hand. Yee, da da da, Koraba sandere de bokanda. Oh, la ramande le ketela. In the name of Jesus. Ekola. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and worship. Father, we give you praise and worship. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. And peace among all men. Tonight, thank you for being on the call. Pray for us. Pray. Take time out and pray. Pray. Next week, I'm going to be in Connecticut, in West Hartford. Pray. If you are coming, make sure you don't come by yourself. Make sure you bring somebody with you. The last time we were there, even though it was in a storm, we had a good amount of people that come out, and it was fire in the building. Fire, fire, fire. Liquid fire. I mean, two persons tell me, well, these two guys, I didn't hear from any ladies, but I hear from an older guy. He told me that the fire come down on him. You would have think he had to go to, you know, the emergency, but they didn't take him. Another man said the fire come down on him. He had to run in the bathroom to put water on his face. The fire of God actually comes in the house over there. So we're going back next week, and the fire is going to even be stronger. It is going to be an increase, and God is going to release wealth in that meeting. Wealth transfer is going to be released in that meeting. Wealth transfer is going to be released in that meeting. I'm going to have to put it in my phone because I just got it. I just hear it in my spirit. Wealth transfer. I'm putting it in my phone. Put it in your phone because I'm putting it in mine. Wealth transfer in the mighty name of Jesus. Put it in your phone. Put it in your phone. I'm going to put it right in my phone. Hallelujah. I'm putting it in my phone. Glory to God. God mean business. So it's going to be wealth transfer next week. In the meeting. Yeah, fire. I want to thank you all for being on the meeting tonight, the call. God bless you. Wealth transfer in the meeting next week. Glory to God. I love you and God bless you, everyone. Sonia will send out the invitation again next week. We will let you know if we're going to be on call next, you know, for Monday, Wednesday. We're going to just send an email and let you know how things are going, okay? Have a great weekend. God bless you. May the face of God shine upon you. May the peace of God run after you, overshadow you. Complete peace. Have peace in Him. Amen. Amen.